This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. George Soros and other liberal donors have ponied up to create a multi-million dollar fund to increase registration and turnout among Latinos before the November election. Every single second, 1 million more people in India experience the internet for the first time. As of the latest estimate, 2.1 million West African children still do the dangerous and physically taxing work of harvesting cocoa. The German authorities have obtained a trove of documents that is said to list foreigners who've traveled to Syria to fight for the Islamic State, which they hope will help them prosecute fighters who return home and prevent other Germans from joining the organization. Dr. Ben Carson announced on the radio that he was endorsing Donald Trump, saying he would be an asset to GOP efforts to maintain control of Congress. The endorsement comes after his relations with Senator Ted Cruz frayed. Reportedly, federal prosecutors have asked for permission to arrest former president and legendary leader of Brazil, Lula Silva, charged in corruption in connection with the state oil company. The FCC is set to propose new consumer privacy rules on internet access providers to shield tens of millions of consumers from potentially unwanted use of their data by the providers, many of whom are looking to boost profits by using consumer data to sell more targeted advertising online. Wall Street Journal study of the $110 billion in fines paid by banks for their role in the mortgage bubble says that $50 billion stayed with the federal government. The Wounded Warrior Project fired its two top executives after accusations of lavish spending and financial irregularities by the charity. Observers are noting that the most provocative and potentially dangerous recurring act committed by ordinary voters in the 2016 presidential cycle may be protesting Mr. Trump inside one of his own rallies. In North Carolina, a high-profile lawsuit is taking on a voter identification law and other voting changes. Four other suits challenge North Carolina's congressional or state legislative districts on racial grounds. Three more allege unconstitutional gerrymandering of local races. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 189 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.